testing year for the whole year 2010. And we see elections in Burma. And mm-hmm. also, we saw a release of pro-democracy leader Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi. But the question is it anything to do with that new U.S. policy?
Do you think it is?
The elections in Burma has nothing to do with the new U.S. policy. In fact, I don't know, throughout the year, the international community, including UN and then the U.S., asked the military regime to have that new elections to be all participatory and democratic, which we saw actually nothing happen. So that Burmese government did hold that election in their own norm. And also the second question is about the release of Aung San Suu Kyi. Mm-hmm. Again, it's nothing to do with the new U.S. policy again. Her term for the house detention is completed. And there's Burmese military regimes couldn't find no other reason to continue detentions, detain her. So they release her. And then although the U.S. government consistently asking military regime to release more than 2,000 political prisoners inside Burma, no one has been released yet. So 2010 was kind of a testing year for a U.S. policy as well. Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi herself told me that she didn't see any kind of a tangible result from a new U.S. policy. So she was talking about that this is a time to review the policy.
Let's go next to Thailand, which also had a big year in 2010. Nitya?
Yes, in terms of domestic situation, it's very, I would say, adventuresome year. Not interesting. The point being, we have a really, truly horrific demonstration and the result that happened afterward. Two things. This demonstration that occurred during the month of April and May is totally different from what had happened before. In April, this demonstration is well organized. The intention of this demonstration outwardly is asking for democracy, organized by poor people from the rural areas and in the urban area. But the real intention that was overlooked by all the international media is that the intention is to drive out the government and re-establish the power that was gone previously. You know, it resulted in extreme bloodshed mm-hmm. and extreme uncertainty.
Thai society is very divided.
Right now,
yeah.
Yes.
It's very interesting, too, because the division this time, actually, the fissure, I have seen it for the past 30, 40 years. The fissure was there, but it seems that right now it got fueled by people who lost power. Now they got real money. It's Thai against Thai. The two other small problems that we had was periodical skirmishes with Cambodia due mm-hmm. to the area in contention, the old temple. But I would see that as a little maneuvering by people who lost power, using Cambodia as tools, and also have their own people in the country to stir up that problem on the border, mm-hmm. to distract the government. And the third problem is economic. The crash that occurred and we all face here in America is being felt in Thailand as well. But the government did a good job to do the stimulus package. And
I remember that we saw the big tension between Cambodia and Thailand because of their initial friendship between mm-hmm. Khon Thak Sen and the Cambodian government.
Yes, but you would notice that the recent meeting in New York between Prime Minister Hun Sen and Prime Minister Abhisit, that was very well, what shall I say, conducted, maneuvered by Abhisit. And they had two very good meetings so far, mm-hmm. New York Three. And then
in Vietnam.
And the third meeting is coming up. Yeah. And the Thai side is I think, sort of quite optimistic.
At present, especially in the recent days, they had quite a few numbers of high-level delegations visiting Cambodia from the parliament, the senate, the army, and also foreign ministry coming to Cambodia just to strengthen the relationship.
So I think that the Thai government is very good now at taking advantage of this little gap that seemingly Thaksin is, you know, sort of in retreat. His people started losing sort of a little bit disorganized.
Yeah.
And the rumor is that they're getting less money.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm glad you jumped in, Kim Sing, because that's where we're going next is to Cambodia. So, and I'm certain that one of the issues that you had was the same that Nitya mentioned from Thailand, was the border clash. You want to go further into that or before you get into
that? Yeah, before I go to that point, I'd like to draw attention of the listener that 2010 is the 60th anniversary of the Cambodian and the U.S. relation. And we also have the same time, the 60th anniversary with the Thai government, so restoring our diplomatic relation. But other major issue that occurred in Cambodia in 2010 was the first trial of former Khmer Rouge leaders who committed the crime more than 30 years ago, and he was sentenced to 45 years behind bar, but they just reduced the number to 19 years, and now they appealed the case, and the court has set a new date to look into the case next year. And also sad to say that the year 2010 was also seen as a significant shrinking of freedom of expression. You've seen the prominent opposition leader being kicked out of the country for the same reason, expressing his idea related to the border demarcation, but not with Thailand, but with Vietnam, another neighboring country for Cambodia. And also, it's sad also to say that this year, unmarked with the death of 353 people in just one day in a stampede on the third day of the annual water festival, and close to 400 other people were wounded. But until now, nobody is responsible. The government just say it's a common responsibility, and but no one is punished for that irresponsible work that caused the death of so many people. And of course, back to the point where Konitya mentioned about Thai and Cambodian border, actually the issue should not be that big, but people just try to amplify it, make it big, and so they can take on and can maneuver for their own political purpose, either within Thailand itself or within Cambodia.
Yes, definitely. Yes. I agree with that.
Just look at the issue of the three papers or notes from their past negotiation on border. They just keep this go on and on without approving through the parliament or whether it should be at the government level. So they just like to keep this on.
I think we've seen from all three of you that 2010 was a very interesting year and eventful year.
Yes.
For Cambodia, Burma, and Thailand, as well as the rest of Southeast
and
Asia.
And more to come.
Yes, and more to come.
Exactly.
Which, I'm glad you said that, because I'm going to go next to Len and say, give me a prediction for Burma for 2011, or anywhere in Southeast Asia.
Before going to that predictions, and actually it's what we saw throughout 2010 is the increasing number of illegal migrant workers in a neighboring country because of political problem, economic problem inside Burma. In Thailand-Burma borders, we have a lot of refugees.
You see any light at the end of the tunnel at all?
Yeah, this is a main issue. One democracy leader, Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi, talked to Prime Minister Abhisit. Both of them realized that unless situation inside Burma improve, Thailand will not see less number of illegal migrants, workers, or refugees go back to Burma anyway. So the predictions, if the military regime is not that seriously to do the political reforms and a change, there will be a lot more tensions along the Thailand-Burma border. So that will push more refugees to the neighboring country, and as well as if the situation is not changed, the economic situation will be worsened, and then that will push economic refugees all across East Asia.
Kim Seng, you have a prediction for 2011?
Yeah, it's going to be another interesting year to come, especially China kind of influence getting stronger in the region and also in Cambodia. So this is the issue that we want to keep and monitoring it throughout the years. And also the Mekong River issue is also another tough issue for the region, because you know that China is building those dams and millions of people in Cambodia and also in country like Thailand, Laos are going to be affected as well.
There must be some good points. I mean, something to hope for. Because all we talk about is very and down. I see that, you know, even though with extreme situation as we've seen around the world, soldier, police, despite all the accusation, they have exercised restraint. And I think that's plus. And the fact that they're still talking about election, that's another plus. The economic situation is on a good track, and that's another plus.
So there are some hopes.
Yes.
Yeah, but the final point I'd like to make is about Dr. Aung San Suu Kyi. And we have to wait and see in 365 days of next year, how many days she will be allowed to
free. I would think that would be extremely interesting.
It would be very interesting.
How Aung San Suu Kyi and the military can find some common ground.